Coming up on episode number 648, tonight we begin a series of shows based on artists and bands that are getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Bands like ABBA, The Stooges, The Hollies, artists like Jimmy Cliff, and tonight's subject, Genesis. We're going to look at all the phases of Genesis, and there are a lot of them, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's February 11th, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, taking a look at the music group Genesis. Now, when you think of Genesis, you prominently think of four musicians. You think of Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, Tony Banks, and of course, Peter Gabriel. And you got to think of the band in several different phases. I mean, there was the prog rock phase, which ended in about 1972. Then there was the true prog rock phase, which was Peter Gabriel still all the way up until the late 70s, early 80s, and then Phil Collins taking over and kind of turning it into more of a pop group. And then even, you know, you could even think of that last phase of Genesis where they were strictly a pop group. And there's, like I said, there's potentially several different phases to think about with Genesis. And we're going to cover as many of them as we can in the short space of tonight. Kicking things off, though, with one of those songs that was right smack dab in the middle of phase two, three, early 80s Genesis, right around the Abacab era and kind of that first foray into true pop with Phil Collins at the lead. Let's go ahead and listen to Claire and the Reasons cover of That's All. It comes from their brand new album, Arrow. Here is Claire and the Reasons.
Just as I thought it was gone.
stay with me, my love. I hope you'll always be right here by my side. If ever I need you, oh my love, in your arms I feel so safe and so secure. Every day is such a perfect day to spend alone with you. I will follow you. Will you follow me every day and night that we know will be? I will stay with you. Will you stay with me? Just one single tear in each passing year. With the dark I see so very clearly now. All my fears are drifting by me so slowly now, fading away, and I can say the night is long, but you are near and close at hand. Though I'm better for the smile you give, and while I live, I will follow you. Will you follow me every day and night that we know will be? I will stay with you. Will you stay with me? Just one single tear in each passing year.
From a tribute album that a benefit album that was to raise money for an AIDS shelter in San Francisco. That's the Red House Painters with their cover of Genesis's Follow You, Follow Me. The CD you can find that on is called Shanty Project Collection Volume 1. And it also features music by Lowe and Idaho, Hayden, and Misk, if you're looking for it. Very, very cool. I think they call that slowcore. that type of music, but a very cool cover there of Follow You, Follow Me by the Red House Painters. Before that, Turn It On Again by Gazzara. That comes from an Italian compilation called L'Aperitivo. Let me try that again. L'Aperitivo Italiano Parfum. Gazzara, from what I can tell, there isn't a lot of information about him in AllMusic, but from what I can tell, they're a French band, released about half a dozen albums, and do a beautiful cover there of Turn It On Again. And then we began the set with That's All by Claire and the Reasons from their new album, Arrow, which came out at the end of last year. Just a terrific version there with the horns and the brass. Very, very cool. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost, Bluehost web hosting, and so much more. I mean, to just call them a web host just doesn't do them justice, because they're also a registrar. You can get your domain registered with them, and if you bundle everything together, if you bundle the registering of your website and the hosting, you know, getting your .com domain and then paying for the hosting for all your files for it, you still get it for the low price of $6.95 per month. And you can put that into whatever terms you want, whether it's a latte at Starbucks or an extra value meal or whatever. But bottom line, it's $6.95 a month. That's nothing. And for that, you get unlimited hosting space. And if you look around, there aren't a lot of web hosts that offer unlimited hosting space, as well as unlimited file transfer, which means that you won't run out of bandwidth halfway through the month. You get 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts with that, enough for the whole family, the whole company, a small village. You also get all the three-letter codes that only a handful of people in the world actually know what they mean. SSH, SSL, FTP, PHP, SQL, Ruby on Rails, ROR, CGI, all that stuff. Check them out at Bluehost.com. And when you're ready to sign up, make sure you go through the Coverville portal. Just click on any of the Bluehost links that you find on Coverville.com, either in the show notes or on the right side of the page. And they give me a little bit of a kickback when you use that. So check them out, Bluehost.com, $6.95 a month for web hosting. All right, well, those first three songs, that first set, kind of, you know, fit into the theme of the very beginning of the Phil Collins era of Genesis. Let's go back a little bit further to the Peter Gabriel phase of Genesis. And being a pop guy, being a power pop guy, this, to me, wasn't my favorite phase of Genesis, but I do agree that there are some really good songs that came out of that time period. The first one I'm going to play is Carpet Crawlers, which I think Peter Gabriel even did a remix of later on in the late 90s, if I remember correctly. This one is performed by John Ford of the Straubs, and it comes from a compilation called The Fox Lies Down, a tribute to Genesis. Now, from everything that I can see on this, kind of comparing track lists and things, this is basically a track-for-track cover of The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. So call it The Fox Lies Down, a tribute to Genesis, call it a track-by-track cover of The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, whatever. It's a really good tribute album. Came out in 1998, and here is the cover of Carpet Crawlers.
There is lamb's wool under my naked feet. The wool is soft and warm, gives off some kind of heat. A salamander scurries into flame to be destroyed. Imaginary creatures are trapped in birth on celluloid. The fleas cling to the golden fleece, hoping they'll find peace. Each thought and gesture are caught on celluloid. There's no hiding in my memory, there's no room to avoid. The crawlers cover the floor in the red open corridor. For my second sight of people, they've more lifeblood than before. They're moving in time to a heavy wooden door, where the needle's eye is winking, closing on the floor. The carpet
that takes roots in every tree. They are pulled up by the magnet, believing they're free. The carpet crawlers need their callers. We gotta get in to get out. It's lit by candlelight. It's the bottom of the staircase that spirals out of sight. The carpet crawlers need their callers. We gotta get in to get out. We gotta get in. Attack. And the eagle pack lift up their pitches. They carry all they lack. The liquid has congealed, which has seeped out through the crack. And the tickler takes his stickle back. The carpet crawlers need their callers. We gotta get in. We gotta get in to get out.
I must be crazy. Cause I don't care who I hit. But I know it's me that's hitting out. And I'm not full of shit. I don't care who I hurt. I don't care who I do wrong. This is your mess I'm stuck in. I really don't belong. When I take out my bottle, filled up high with gasoline, you can tell by the night fires where rail has been, has been. But no, held my heart deep in the air. Time to shave, shave it off, it off. No time for romantic escape when your fluffy heart is ready for rain. No, no time for romantic escape when your fluffy heart is ready for rain.
Amy X. Newberg and the Cello Chickstet from the brand new album The Secret Language of Subways, which you even heard a little bit of subway noise at the beginning of that track. Really, really cool. That's a song called Back in NYC. Mid-70s? I'm just looking really quickly to see. Now, I'm not sure where that was in Genesis's first phase. But Back in NYC, of course, originally by Genesis. Covered there by Amy X. Newberg and the Cello Chickstet. Before that, Carpet Crawlers by John Ford of the Straubs from that 1998 tribute to The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway called The Fox Lies Down, a tribute to Genesis. Let's jump right into the third set here, and we're going to leapfrog back over into the latter half of the second phase of Genesis. Boy, that's confusing. Diagram that one for me, Brian. And when you think of Genesis covers, you got to think of this one. And what's funny is if you do a search for this song, it's Land of Confusion on Amazon. If you do a search for any song in the Amazon MP3 store, it lists them by popularity, by how many people have bought version X versus version Y. The most popular version goes to the top. And it's not often that you see a cover go above the original version. But in this case, it does. It's Land of Confusion by Disturbed from their album 10,000 Fists. Now, you know, I usually don't play stuff this heavy, but this fits. It fits perfectly. Here's Land of Confusion by Disturbed.
Yeah. to me, baby.
No, I didn't know you were just playing. That is Sandra Colton from her self-titled single, I Can't Dance, came out in 2008. Kind of a fun stripped-down version of the Genesis tune, one of the last singles released by Genesis as a group. Before that, Invisible Touch by a group called Unsung Zeros, a nice little power pop version there from their 2001 EP called Fading Out. And then we began the set with Disturbed with a much heavier version of Land of Confusion, a very popular version, which came out in their 2005 release, 10,000 Fists. And with that, we are going to close out this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums, both of which you'll find at coverville.com. We will be back next week, next Tuesday, with I don't know what. either another cover story for one of these other Hall of Fame bands or something else that's just as fun. Maybe an all-request show, who knows. But that'll be coming up next Tuesday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.